Welcome to Ask the Pastor. The question today is, when did the wise men visit Jesus? Well, most everybody goes by tradition, what they see, what they've been taught. They don't take time to rightly divide the Word of God and see what God said. They take every scene you have around Christmas, what we call a nativity scene. They show that the shepherds came when Jesus was in a manger. They show the three wise men coming when he was in the manger. But what does that's tradition. But what does the Bible say? You see, it very clearly says this in Matthew chapter 2. I'm going to read some scripture here and try to paraphrase some others. But he said in chapter 2, verse 1 of Matthew, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem." Didn't say how many came. Now, there's another. We say there's three wise men. We write songs. We three kings of Orient are. We know they gave for gold, frankincense, and myrrh, three gifts. some say three, but it does not say three. Now, I don't know who all came with them. Maybe more than three. They may be, I don't know. They had to be more than three, because if they hadn't, they had been all their gifts they had for Jesus would have been stolen on their journey there, because they came a long distance. And probably where they come from, they probably came, well, it goes on to say, saying, "Where is he that is?" They came to Jerusalem, and they said, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we're come to worship him." Now, we know "we" means it has to be at least two, but the east, of course, was way over, could have been now where India is, that far away, or India, Iran, and all that area over in there. We don't know, but it was a long trip and a journey they had to travel and come all the way up the Mesopotamia area. Couldn't cross straight across from there, but they had to come up the Mesopotamia area and then come down through Israel, down to Bethlehem, to Jerusalem, because that was a traditional place for the King of the Jews was at tradition, and Jerusalem. And so they came to Jerusalem, and as I said, there had to be more than, they had to be two, but they could have had soldiers with them, and may have been three, we don't know. But don't ever just take for granted, because you see some play, Christmas play at churches, they have them coming at the manger and whatnot. But the first place they come was into Jerusalem. And they say, "We saw his star in the east." That means they were wise. They had understanding from God. I don't know exactly what that star is. The people who study the stars, it's all right to study the stars if you'll study them the right way. It's not astrology that they use today, and horoscope stuff. All that's not right, okay? But astronomy is okay. And so they evidently could read the stars, because the stars preaches about the Lord. And I believe that God put them there, and by him all things consist. And they said they saw a star in the east. And that means they were probably, wherever they were, whatever they were doing, they saw a star. They may have talked about it for some time, because they said, but they came to Jerusalem. And when they got there, it says, verse number 3, "When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him," because Herod was the king of the Jews. You mean there's somebody going to come and take over the throne besides Herod's child? And it says, "And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born," talking about the Messiah should be born, because they were looking for the King of the Jews, the Messiah. "Now, he came unto his own, and his own received him not." But these wise men were looking for him, and this is God's plan, that they went to Jerusalem where it was, because it upset the king, and the king wanted to kill him, of course, and destroy him, because he's not going to have somebody overtake the throne. But he asked his priest and the scribes, look up in what does the Bible say? Well, he didn't call it the Bible, but the scripture. Where is he going to be born? And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea. They read, word in fact, Micah 5:2. It says, it's written by Micah, the prophet, in Bethlehem of Judea, because it's written in there. Now, you realize something, that even though many of these Jews had a handle, they thought, on the Word of God, but Jesus told them in John chapter 5, verse 39, "Search the Scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life, but they are they which testify of me, and you will not come unto me that you might have life." So all the Old Testament is full of Scripture about the Lord Jesus, and here was prophecy of where he was going to be born. And so, therefore, they looked it up. And he quoted in verse number 6, but he said, then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, he got them aside. He inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. Now, you realize something, whenever the people had left, these wise men, how many ever there was, and maybe had some soldiers to help guard, I don't know, but they came as a group to keep from having their gold, frankincense, and myrrh stole from them on the trail. But they saw the star, but they didn't follow the star to Jerusalem. There was no star that led them to Jerusalem. Now, it may have took as much as 2 years, almost 2 year period of time, and I'll show you this to you in a moment, before they got to where Jesus was, at 2 years, almost 2 years of age, anywhere from a year and a half to 2 years. And so, therefore, he questioned them when diligently. What time did that star appear? When did you see that star? King Herod asked the men, when did you see it? And so, therefore, they may have told him when they saw it. And he sent them to Bethlehem, because that's what the Bible had said, where he'd be born. And he said, go and search diligently for the young child. In other words, he's almost 2 years old, a year and a half old to 2 years old, when they saw a star. Took them that long to gather and make the journey. But you go, when you found the young child, when you found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. Well, he said he wanted to go worship him, and the wise men at that time might not have known, but what maybe he was wanting to worship him. But whenever it says, when they heard the king, though, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them. Now the star comes out, and it led them and came and stood over where the young child was. not a babe in a manger. Now, whenever the shepherds were on the hillside the day night Jesus was born, they came to a manger in Bethlehem and at cave. And they saw, they looked in the manger, and they knew that was him. And they rejoiced that the Son of God was born. But that was that night, and they had short distance to travel. But now these men traveled a long distance, and now it speaks of they came to a house. Not a manger, not a cave, but a house where the child, young child, was. Now, you realize something. Joseph had carried his wife down there, left Nazareth, and traveled the distance because he had to go back to his roots as far as his tribal thing, as far as being a tribe of Judea, and had to go to Bethlehem to pay his taxes. And God ordered that. God put that everything in order. And there's no room in the inn. That wasn't. Don't feel bad about the innkeeper for not letting him in. He gave him the best he had, and the stables, and he was born there because that fulfilled Scripture. And so as a result, now Joseph, of course, had done that, and they evidently Joseph and Mary stayed there in Bethlehem. And Joseph, being a carpenter, I think he built a house, or at least he rented one, or at least somebody loaned him one, because now they're in the house when the wise men come. It may have been as much as a year and a half to 2 years further. I'll try to show that to you in a moment, but don't forget that. But they came and stood over where the young child was. Well, you say he's a young child in a manger, babe in a manger. And it wasn't a house, it's in a manger, it's in a cave, it's in the stables, if you please. But he said, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great glory, joy. Now, it had been a while since they saw the star, but they went on faith of what they had been shown. And as they traveled that long distance, maybe a year and a half time, all that long distance, I mean, it could have been 2,000 miles. Don't know how far it was. Long distance as they came from the east. And it says, and when they were come into the house, not the stable, not the manger, they saw the young child, not a babe, with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. They didn't know all about Herod, but Herod wanted to kill Jesus. I mean, the devil's been on his trail all the way from the garden, trying to destroy the Messiah, if you please, the Lord Jesus, and tried to kill him in his earthly ministry. And even now, he wanted to do him harm. And so what was at that time, when they left another way, warned of God. They were close to God in that sense. Now, remember, I don't know how many there were. Might have been three, but it could have been more too as well. It could have been two. We don't know. But the child was young, and here's why we know that, because he said, when they, the wise men, were departed from the house in Bethlehem, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. In other words, God's protecting his only begotten son. And so Joseph and Mary got up and went down to Egypt. He arose and he took the young child and his mother by night and departed in Egypt. Now, was there until the death of Herod, because Herod wanted to kill the child at that site, if you please. And so therefore, he said he wants to kill him. And he was there at that time. And he said it until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord, the prophet, saying, out of Egypt shall I have called my son. That's Hosea 11:1. The prophet quoted, he called him out of Egypt. He was born in Bethlehem. His mom and daddy was from Nazareth, but God routed them just where they needed to be at all along. Now the next verse 16 said, then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Now, if the wise men said we saw it 4 days ago, they'd just tried to find the babies 4 days and under. So it must have been close to 2 years ago. They saw a star. They traveled that distance, and they were faithful to continue on what God had said. No wonder they rejoiced when they saw the star at Jerusalem. And it led them right over and shined right over where the Lord was at. So you see, and then was fulfilled, verse 17 said, that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet in Ramah, there's a voice heard, lamentations and weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children would not be comforted because they are not, because they killed so many babies that at that time under 2 years of age. They just completely wiped them out, Herod did, in that area. Well, the thing about it is we've been mistaken. We followed tradition, said there's three wise men when we don't know, and said that they brought their gifts to Jesus in the manger at that same night that the shepherds came. No. There, they came a long distance, may have traveled as much as 2 years, and yet they came and fulfilled, didn't stop, didn't turn back, fulfilled their ministry and came and presented Jesus with gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And of course, the angel spoke to them in Egypt after they were down there and said, go back now to your town of Nazareth, that he might be called a Nazarene. A Nazarene, not a Nazarite, but a Nazarene. And so therefore, the scripture, when did the wise men visit Jesus? When he was a young child in a house in Bethlehem, maybe as much as almost 2 year period of time after he was born. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.